Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. We are so delighted to see all of you who are able to be here in person, and welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. Today we are blessed to have our bell choir providing us with their wonderful music. So I invite you to sit and listen. Much. What a wonderful way to begin our service today. We do have a few announcements. At 10 o'clock this morning, we will have our council meeting. Tomorrow, our food pantry volunteers are Peggy Bjerke and Mary Lett. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we have Bible study right here. We are studying women of the Bible, and we've all been encouraged to choose one woman of the Bible that we'd like to study, and to find information about that particular individual, and then give a little presentation. So it's a way for us all to learn and to grow. I also want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all those who are mothers or who have served in that sort of mothering capacity. To all those who still have their mothers with you, please remember them this day. And for all those who have lost your mothers, remember them as well. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of? If not, I invite you to stand as you are able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks.
Every day.
Let us pray. O God of peace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 9th chapter of Acts. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydia was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 23 in unison. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The second reading is from the 7th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have some children who want to come forward for the children's sermon? Oh, good. I see some people coming forward. Great. We can sit right here. Now, this Sunday after Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday. So we always hear about Jesus as the shepherd of the sheep. And Jesus talks about how his sheep know him. They listen to his voice. So I'm going to try an experiment here. And I think Rosie's just the person to try this experiment with. Now let's see. I need one of her brothers. Which one of you? Okay, let's try it one at a time. Why don't you come up here and sit next to me? Let's give this a try. Maybe sit a little bit further from me. What we're going to do is we're going to try to call her and see who she comes to. Rosie, we call her to Rosie. Come on, Rosie. It's Rosie. Okay. What just happened? Why did she go to you and not to me? Why do you think that she went to you and not to me?
Trust.
Okay, she trusts. She trusts her brother. Does she really know me? She's met me a couple of times now. But does she know me?
No.
Does she know my voice? Does she know her brother?
Yes.
Does she know his voice? That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, "My sheep know my voice. My sheep hear me and trust me." We know his voice because we've heard his voice before. Jesus should not be a stranger to us. And that's what Rosie has just shown us. That we listen to the voice of Jesus. And we listen to it over and over again throughout the course of our lives. Today, we have the joy of welcoming three of these individuals into the family of Christ, into the family of God. Today marks a day when they really start listening to the voice of Jesus. Today we also have two of them and two others who for the first time will receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And that again is a way that we hear the voice of Jesus. And we hear his voice when we study his word. We hear his voice when we come here on Sunday and listen to the message being preached. When we listen to the words of scripture. When we listen to the songs and hymns that we sing that also describe how much God loves us. And so on this day, and I hope all the days of your life, you find ways to listen to the voice of Jesus. Because how awful would it be to hear Jesus say to you, "You are not one of my sheep." I think that would be devastating. Jesus calls us to be his sheep. And the funny thing is that we can decide we don't want to be part of that flock. And that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants us to be part of his flock. Protected. He says, "These who are part of my flock will never be snatched from my hand." And there are forces in this world today, I think we've all seen them, that try to snatch us out of the hands of our Lord. There are other voices in our world today that try to cause us to turn away from Jesus, right? What do you think some of those voices are? There are just lots of them out there. And so what we want to do is have our ears more closely attuned to the voice of Jesus, to listen to his voice and to follow him and to trust in him just as Rosie trusted in her brother. Amen. Thank you for coming forward today. I appreciate it. And let us join together in our hymn of the day. Please stand as you're able to do so. It is Have No Fear, Little Flock, number 764. Rosemary Lynn Rinker and their family. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. And so who presents these children for baptism? You. Wade, Mackenzie, Rosemary, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? Those of you who can say it for yourselves can say, I do.
I do.
And you can say it for her. She does. As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with these responsibilities: to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace? Do you promise to help these children grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Friends and family, do you promise to nurture these persons in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help them live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
People of God, Do you promise to support Wade, Mackenzie, and Rosemary and pray for them in their new life in Christ? If so, please say, we do.
We do.
And please stand at this time, all of you present. I ask all of you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
This part is in your bulletins. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated right behind the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. You may now be seated. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give you thanks, O Lord. From the beginning, your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word, you created the world, calling forth life in which you take delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. So Wade, we'll have you be first. Okay? So just do that. And I'm going to pour water on your head three times. All right? Wade Hunt, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mackenzie Jacob, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Rosemary Lynn, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All right. You belong to Christ in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Amen. So sustain, Wade, with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Sustain Mackenzie with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Sustain Rosemary with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. And Wade, Child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Mackenzie, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And Rosemary, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. So receive these candles as a reminder that you are that light to go into the world. And all of you, people of God, let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. So turn around. And people of God, if you want to show them a sign of welcome. Certificates for you. So, let's see. Wade, this is yours. Mackenzie, this one's yours. And then there's one for Rosemary as well.
Hello.
And then I have a book for your family. And now, set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Gentle Shepherd, enable your church to respond to the voice of Jesus. Give us unfailing trust, unafraid to join in Jesus' work of renewing all things. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Feed your people at the table of creation. Prepare a safe place for those whose environments are dangerous or unhealthy, especially those making difficult journeys. Prosper your creation for the sake of every living thing. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Warm the hearts of all who celebrate and all who mourn on Mother's Day. Accompany those yearning to be mothers. Help us to heal from broken family relationships and open us to receive your nurturing love from all who serve mothering roles in our lives, especially those that we name aloud right now or in the quietness of our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Seek out those who weep while they await healing or consolation, especially those that we name aloud or those that we name in the quietness of our hearts. Set people in their path who can provide the care they need and wipe away every tear from their eyes. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Inspire the words of prophets and saints who employ innovative imagery to stretch our understanding. Send Christ to instruct us with motherly care. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Enfold us in the great multitude of saints from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Wash us in your saving grace every day, guiding us to your waters of life. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. We thank you for sending in your offering to the church or giving through online banking. Let us join together in our offertory give thanks. Has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. and sit with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim. We praise your name and join your unending hymn.
Jesus invites all to come forward. You will
see in the center are cups with a lighter colored liquid. This is juice. The cups with the darker colored liquid are wine.
Thank you. going to once again call forward those who've received their first communion today. So Wade and Mackenzie, Andrew, Isaiah. I have your certificates here. So Wade, Mackenzie, Andrew, Isaiah. So please, let's welcome them to the table.
Blessing. It is number 543.